You're listening to Project Oncology on ReachMD, and this is an audio abstract. I'm Ryan Quigley, and today we'll be diving into a 2025 study exploring patient-reported outcomes with odronextamab for relapsed follicular lymphoma. Follicular lymphoma is an indolent disease, but once patients become refractory to standard treatments, options are limited, and outcomes tend to worsen quickly. That's why there's been growing interest in bispecific antibodies like odronextamab, which target CD20 on lymphoma cells and CD3 on T cells. In a phase 2 analysis from the ELM2 trial, researchers looked beyond response rates and survival curves to ask, how do patients actually feel on this therapy? More than 100 patients with relapsed or refractory follicular lymphoma, many of whom were double refractory and heavily pretreated, reported on their quality of life and daily functioning during odronextamab treatment. Their experiences were captured using three validated patient-reported outcome instruments, which together provide a broad view of global health status, functional well-being, and lymphoma-related symptoms while on treatment. The findings were encouraging. Patients entered the study with fairly good baseline quality of life scores, and those didn't decline once treatment started. Instead, some measures actually improved. By week 42, scores for emotional well-being had risen by a mean of about 7 points, while lymphoma-related symptom scores improved by nearly 10 points. Both changes were not just statistically significant, but clinically meaningful. And these improvements were consistent across multiple time points, showing that the effect was durable. In fact, the time to definitive deterioration in quality of life extended well beyond 15 months across most scales. And in physical and emotional functioning, some of the most impactful domains, that threshold wasn't even reached during follow-up. Finally, most patients also reported little to no bother from treatment side effects. Taken together, these results suggest that patients weren't just tolerating odronextamab, but were maintaining, and in some cases improving, their quality of life for more than a year on therapy. Now, there are a few limitations to this study. This was a single-arm study without a control group, and high baseline quality of life scores may have limited the ability to detect some changes. Still, these results support the use of the anti-CD20-CD3 bispecific antibody for follicular lymphoma in a heavily treated refractory population. Previously published efficacy data has shown a complete response rate of more than 70% and median progression-free survival approaching 2 years on odronextamab. These patient-reported outcomes from ELM2 suggest that odronextamab doesn't just control disease. It can also help preserve how patients feel and function. This has been an audio abstract for Project Oncology, and I'm Ryan Quigley. To access this and other episodes in our series, visit Project Oncology on ReachMD.com, where you can be part of the knowledge. Thanks for listening.